Good morning, friends. You're very welcome. I'm Adrian Flannelly, and from a rainy New York City, we want to wish you, of course, a very, very happy and a merry Christmas, and hope that... Well, maybe you're among the 126 million people who are predicted to have left their Christmas shopping to today. In the U.S., today is known as Super Saturday. So if you're out shopping today and you should meet somebody you know, you might tell them that we said Happy Christmas as well. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours, friends, and we have a music and maybe some chat about Christmas for the next 2 hours. But let me start by saying and using an Irish phrase that we an Irish greeting that we always used, in my native Attymass near Ballina in County Mayo, and I'm sure throughout Ireland, it's Nullag Fwe Washi Iav Galair. Happy Christmas to all of you. And indeed to each of you from us at Irish Radio Network USA, Flannelly Promotions on irishradio.com. Again, Happy Christmas to you. We know that a lot of people have left. They're probably in Ireland by now. And it's a great boon for tourism to Ireland. It's a great experience for those who actually can go to Ireland, as we only too well know. A lot of people who would like to be at home can't because of their status in the United States. If they were to go home, they won't be coming back. And I'm sure that, and we hope that a lot of them will be able to get in touch with their families at home. But then we'll spare a thought for them too, because that has to be very depressing to know that your loved ones are in Ireland, that your family is in Ireland, but you can't visit them. We will, our friends, over the next 2 hours, 2.5 hours, according to Áine Sheridan, who is the executive producer of programs, all programs, on irishradio.com, Irish Radio Network. Áine, and indeed our sponsors, we'll have messages throughout the program. Though it has been traditional over the 47 years of the Flannelly Show that the Christmas program will not carry the normal flogging from our sponsors. Well, we do the flogging. They do the service. But on behalf of the sponsors of the program, friends, we would like to extend nothing but great, lovely, warm and loving Christmas wishes to each of you. And let me list the sponsors of our program. Primary sponsor, Quinnipiac University, John Leahy, president and founder of Ireland's Great Hunger Museum and Ireland's Great Hunger Institute in Hamden, Connecticut. Tourism Ireland, of course. Pouring. Of course they are. Banner year for tourism, greatest year with all records being broken for tourism to Ireland, including, of course, record numbers from North America. What is known in our circles as the Irish Insurance Company, Mutual of America, CIE Tours International, the law firm of O'Dwyer and Bernstein, the Irish Repertory Theatre, Fitzpatrick's Hotel. Again, we'll go light on their commercial messages, but we'll bring you, indeed, their warmest wishes. Let's start, perhaps, since we do try each year to bring you the spirit of Christmas through Irish artists, Irish storytellers, Irish musicians, a lot of people who came from Ireland and indeed got into the entertainment business here. But we might, considering the day that's in it, want to bring you a story from Ireland and about Christmas as we greet you on irishradio.com live worldwide.
Christmas for us small lads growing up in the 1920s was a pool of light in the inky darkness of winter, a soft amber pool of warm light which came from three sources: the big log and turf fire, the eye lamp with the hairpin straddling the glass chimney, and the stately white candles, one in every window, spreading their light out into the yard and the road, showing the way, the old people told us, to Joseph and Mary, should they be passing in search of shelter on Christmas night. Although my father used to say that if they happened to be passing our house, the blessed pair would have strayed a tidy step from the road to Bethlehem. In the month of December, there was no road darker than the road outside our house, for we were living in the depths of the country, and as yet the big electric poles hadn't come marching down the valley, bringing with them a brighter but a harsher light. Oh, and it cuts me to the quick today, when I hear that instead of the old tallow candle, there is a new garish electric imitation lighting in many of the windows I looked on as a lad. It was the quality of the candlelight, too shy, you'd say, to penetrate into every nook and corner, and giving the kitchen the appearance of an old oil painting, that I remember best about Christmases long ago. I remember, too, all the work that went into making the house ready for the feast, bringing in the berry holly to deck out the kitchen, fixing the candles and cutting the log, and placing it in position on the hearth, lying flat as it fell, we were told, and the sods of turf standing as they were cut. It took the block some time to take fire, but when it did, the chairs had to be moved back. Even the cat shifted herself when little jets of steam and sparks making loud reports came from the log. In the wider circle, we, the smaller lads, sat on the floor with cups of lemonade and sweet cake after the Christmas Eve supper of ling, white onion sauce, and laughing potatoes. And we made room for a neighbor or two, while my father uncorked the big earthenware jar and landed out a few healthy paste scones of the dark liquid, and it was Merry Christmas! Happy Christmas, everyone, re-echoing what was painted on the mottoes pinned to the chimney breast. The hearth was the friendliest place in the house, the place to talk, to sing, to listen to a good story, to hear the conversation of the grown-ups, and let on not to hear the bits of gossip or some scandal our elders seemed to take an unlaughing pleasure in. The hearth was the place where the mother read out the American letters from Aunt Margaret and Aunt Mary, and our Auntie Bridgie, and counted out the dollars they and Aunt Liz had sent to us. We would all repeat the American address where our aunts lived to see who'd remember it best, and it was Ditmars Boulevard, Astoria, Queens, Long Island, New York, New York. The hearth was the place where we knelt before the supper on Christmas Eve for the rosary with the trimmings we thought would never end. Bless this house, O Lord, we pray. Keep it safe by night and day. When it was time for us small lads to go to bed, we'd hang up our stockings along the mantel shelf and on the crane to make sure that Father Christmas wouldn't forget us. Even if it was only a new penny, it would be welcome. A penny was a great treat that time, when you would get 5 bull's-eyes for a halfpenny and 2 peggy's legs for a full penny. In the end, we would have to be hunted to bed. We'd be so lazy leaving the warm hut. But the promise of driving in the pony and trap through the dark for early Mass on Christmas morning would finally shift us. But we weren't gone yet. We'd all have to stand at the front door for a while, admiring the bunches of lights in the houses down along the valley and up the rising ground to Russell Crewe. All the little lights winking and blinking through the dark, until, as the man said, the earth below seemed like a reflection of the starry heavens above.
Off the feet we go, a-knockin' all the way. That's a frosty sweet, make your spirits bright. All my fire is to ride, what a sleigh tonight. Hey! Hold the bond, hold the bond, hold the bond, come here. Not that deal, a little country. Hey!
The Clancy Brothers.
Donna's sister is Susanna, little donkey.
Bethlehem, far away, far to night.
Christmas wishes, best wishes from O'Dwyer and Bernstein, founded about 100 years ago, give or take, by Paul O'Dwyer and his brother Bill, who would go on to become mayor of New York. And currently, of course, Brian O'Dwyer is, you know, he heads up the law firm of O'Dwyer and Bernstein. Listening to the Flannelly Show, live from New York City. Nice warm day here, but raining out of the high heavens. Okay, let's go back a few decades. And, well, here's Carmel Quinn.
They must have their weather sunny.
Santa's coming, Santa's coming. Hear the bells, hear the bells.
little girls and good little boys. His sack is full of things to eat, like popcorn, candy, and fruits that are sweet.
Santa's coming, Santa's coming, go to sleep, go to sleep. Don't you dare to be not, don't you dare to be not, little girl, little boy.
His nose is red and his eyes are blue. His smile is big and his tummy is too. His beard is white and his boots are black. He's a husky bear with a heavy pack.
Santa's coming, Santa's coming. Close your eyes, close your eyes. Better go to sleep now, better go to sleep now.
His movements are quick and his chuckle jolly. He wastes no time while he's here, by golly. He lights the candles and he trims the trees. He leaves pretty presents for you and me.
Santa's coming, Santa's coming. Here's a bell, here's a bell. You had better be good, you had better be good. Little girl, little boy.
Little boys are made of leather. They can stand all kinds of weather. Little girls are made of honey. They must have their weather sunny.
About 20 years ago, RTE, that's Radio Television Éireann, recorded, a group, their own group, the RTE Orchestra, the RTE Choir, but they, on this particular time, brought in a young choir, young group into RTE. It was their first television broadcast of Cornanog, and you'll recognize the song.
Thank you.
Willie Clancy from Real Irish Christmas. The tune was called Venus Egg Ole. Ah, we do be drinking. Bring you happy Christmas greetings from Quinnipiac University, John Leahy, President and founder of Ireland's Great Hunger Museum and Ireland's Great Hunger Institute, from John Leahy, and from Executive Vice President of Quinnipiac University, Lynn Bushnell, a happy Christmas.
Tree, mistletoe and snowman.
planet. The famous poem of Patrick Kavanagh by Tommy Sands.
My father played the melodeon outside at our gate. There were stars in the morning east, and they danced to his music. Across the wild bogs, his melodeon called to Lennons and Callans. As I pulled on my trousers in a hurry, I knew some strange thing had happened. Outside in the cowhouse, my mother made the music of milking. The light of her stable lamp was a star, and the frost of Bethlehem made it twinkle. A water hen screeched in the bog. Mass-going feet crunched the wafer ice on the potholes. Somebody wistfully twisted the bellows wheel. My child poet picked out the letters on the gravestone in silver. The wonder of a Christmas town land. The winking glitter of a frosty dawn. Cassiopeia was over at Cassidy's Hanging Hill. I looked, and three wind bushes rolled across the horizon. The three wise kings. An old man passing said, "Can't he make it talk?" The melodeon. I hid in the doorway and tightened the belt of my box-pleated coat. I nicked six nicks on the doorpost with my penknife's big blade. There was a little one for cutting tobacco. And I was six Christmases of age. My father played the melodeon, my mother milked the cows, and I had a prayer like a white rose pinned on my Virgin Mary's clothes.
This is the Christmas Eve set from a group called Rig the Jig. best way to reach us, friends? info@irishradio.com. info@irishradio.com. From Fionnuala O'Donovan, A Christmas.
A long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible says, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Oh, shepherds watch their flocks by night. They see a bright new shining star. They hear the choir sing. The music seems to come from afar.
Oh, how hear the angels sing. A new king born today. And then we'll
Joseph and his wife Mary, they came to Bethlehem that night. They found no place to born their child, not a single room was in sight.
Oh, now hear the angels sing, a new king born.
CD, A Christmas Celtic Sojourn, live. Ireland Dana, Forever Christmas, If I Had a Wish.
For a moment to remember.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Mutual of America, Tom Moran, Chairman, John Greed, President and CEO.
Come closer to the fire, my son, and stay a while with me. I'd like to talk of Christmas time when I was young and free. The holly gleaming on the wall, a turf fire burning bright, the candles on the windowsill that fill the world with light. Virgin snow upon the thatch, the robin's chirpy song, the postman whistling gaily as he trudged his way along. The little church down in the glen, the people's eyes aglow, the chanting of the midnight choir, all heads are bowing low.
Tommy Mulcahy.
The wren boys coming down the road with faces bright and gay. The dancing of the boys and the girls that took your breath away. The postcards on the mantelpiece from lands across the sea. Oh, Christmas time in Kerry was a golden memory.
Thank you. of toys. Each had a wooden horse. Gaily they played each summer's day. Warriors fought the horse. One little chap then had a mishap. Broke off his horse's head. Wept for his toy, then cried with joy when his young playmate said, "Did you think I would leave you crying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Jack, and stop your crying. I can go just as fast with two. When we grow up, we'll both be soldiers, and our horses will not be toys. And I wonder, will we remember when we were two little boys?" Long years passed, war came so fast, bravely they marched away. Cannons roared aloud, and in the mad crowd, wounded and dying lay. Goes a shout, a horse dashes out, out from the ranks so blue. Gallops away to where Joe lay, then came a voice he knew. "Did you think I would leave you dying when there's room on my horse for two? I'm up here, Joe, we'll soon be flying back to the ranks so blue. You say, Joe, I'm all a tremble. Perhaps it's the battle's noise. Well, I think it's that I remember when we were two little boys. Did you think I would leave you?
Done, Two Little Boys from the Christmas album. The Flannelly Show, live from New York City on irishradio.com worldwide. Long before, indeed, there was any talk of a wall, there was the West Clare Railway. Here's the song by Brendan O'Dowda.
Talk of Columbus's sailing across the Atlantic he'll see, but he never tried to go railing from Venice as far as can be. You run for the train in the morning, the excursion train starting at 8. You're there when the clock gives the warning, but there for an hour you will wait. And as you're waiting in the train, you'll hear the guard sing this refrain. Are you right there, Michael? Are you right? Do you think that we'll be home before the night? Ah, you've been so long and starting that you couldn't stay for starting. Still you might, now Michael, so you might. They find out where the engine's been hiding, and it drags you to squeak or a pin. Says the guard, back or down on the siding, there's a goods from Kilroy coming in. Well, perhaps it comes in 2 hours, perhaps it breaks down on the way. If it does, says the guard, be the powers, we're here for the rest of the day. And as you sit and curse your luck, the train backs down into a truck. Are you're right there, Michael, I, you're right. Have you got the parcel there for Mrs. White? Oh, you haven't, oh, be gotta. Say it's coming down tomorrow, and it might. Now, Michael, so it might. At the hinge, the sea shines like a jewel. With joy, you are ready to shout. When the stoker cries out, there's no fuel, and the fire is hit totally out. But hand up that bit of a log there, I'll soon have you out of a fix. There's a fine clamp of turf in the bog there, and the rest go a-gathering sticks. And while you're breaking bits off trees, you hear some wise remarks like these. Are you right there, Michael? Are you right? Do you think that you can get the fire to light? Oh, an hour you'll require, for the turf it might be drier, and it might, now, Michael, so it might. Kilkee, oh, you never get near it. You're in luck if the train brings you back. For the permanent way it's so queer, it spends most of its time off the track. Uphill the owl engine is climbing, while the passengers push with a will. You're in luck when you reach and it's timing, for all the way home is downhill. And as you're wobbling through the dark, you hear the guard make this remark. Are you right there, Michael? Are you right? Do you think that you'll be home before it's light? Tis all dependent whether the owl engine holds together, and it might, no, Michael, so it might, and it might, no, Michael, so it might.
And so it might. Okay. The Irish Tenors. Sleigh Ride. Feliz Navidad.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ding, dingling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather, sleigh riding together with you. Up by the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather, sleigh riding together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the snow.
We're riding in a wonderland of snow.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with a song of wintry fairyland.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and bumpy, cold are we.
We're toggled up together like the birds of a feather would be.
Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two.
Come on, it's lovely weather for us to stay right together with you.
There's a birthday party at the home of the grave. It'll be the perfect ending to a perfect day.
We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnut pop. Pop, pop, pop.
There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When we pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie,
it will nearly be like a picture print by Maria and I. These wonderful things are things we remember all through our lives.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy
and comfy cozy are we.
We're snuggled up together like the birds of a feather would be.
Let's set the road before us and sing the chorus of two.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with.
Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with.
Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Without a present to make you happy, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
present to make you happy. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Buon Natale a tutta la gente, buon Natale a tutta la gente dal profondo del mio cuore. Buon Natale a tutta la gente, buon Natale a tutta la gente, buon Natale a tutta la gente dal profondo del mio cuore.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas,
without a present to make you happy.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas,
without a present to make you happy.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Now, there you are. Feliz Navidad, Irish style from the Irish Tenors. And we bring you greetings and best wishes for Christmas and New Year from the Irish Repertory Theatre. That's the Irish Repertory Theatre, friends. Kieran O'Reilly and Charlotte Moore and all at the Irish Rep, the Irish Repertory Theatre. Again, want to wish you a very, very happy Christmas. Ronan Tynan, from the dawning of the day, Faith of Our Fathers.
In spite of dungeon fire.
Kelly Show live from New York City. IrishRadio.com worldwide. Here's a question that needs to be answered.
Did you come from Dublin, or did you come from Cork? With his rosy cheeks and shaggy beard and big white curly locks. Some say he came from Kerry, from the lovely Bannisterran. With his Irish smile and suit of red, did he come from Ireland?
Sheila Noonan, did Santa come from Ireland? Well, anyway, as a lot of us know, one of the great Christmas songs over here is one from, it's sung by Willie Nelson. Yeah, and if I could find it now, that would be great. But it's here somewhere. Anyway, we wouldn't want to play Willie Nelson's version anyway, because there's a fella up in Cavan, and his name is Eddie Quinn. And he was listening to Willie Nelson's song, Pretty Paper. And he says, you know, I think I could sing that song likewise. And in fact, he does sing like Willie Nelson. Here's the song, and here's Eddie Quinn.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencil to write, I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbon of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet, hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is night. There he sits all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Better not, much too busy. You better hurry, my high time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter. In the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencil to write, I love you. Pretty ribbon.
Marino Waltz. From Rigo, Irish Christmas.
Stallings Christmas Party Album. Yesterday at Knock Airport, the Knock Men's Choir indeed had lined up to greet all of the those who were coming home from all parts of the world to Ireland West Airport at Knock. And it's on YouTube, is it, Anya? Yes, it's on YouTube. Or should I say YouTube? It's worth a look. Not now, because we're about to play the song by Deirdre Riley, Lady of Knock.
There were people of all ages gathered round the gable wall. Poor and humble men and women, little children not to call. We are gathered here before you, and our hearts are just the same. Filled with joy at such a vision, as we praise your name. Golden Rose, Queen of Ireland, oh my cares and troubles. As I kneel with love before you, Lady of Knock, my queen of Knock. Though your message was unspoken, still the truth in silence lies. As I gaze upon your vision, and the truth I try to find. Here I stand with John the teacher, and with Joseph by your side, and I see the Lamb of God on the
shine.
IrishRadio.com, the Flannery Show, live from New York. Mark Geary, Christmas Biscuits.
How you pick for Christmas, and who you gonna see, and who ate all the biscuits, the memories, and now you're gone. It's coming past you by, it's a shame that you've eclipsed it, so let it fly, and let it fly, I know. This is not what you want to hear. Some other time. Okay, the walls and pictures, and headed for the sea, and another lonely Christmas, it's not for me, it's not for me, I know, this is not what you want to hear, some other gonna see, and who ate all the biscuits, the memories, and now you're gonna miss it, it's coming past you by, it's a shame that you've eclipsed it, so let it fly, and let it fly, I know, this is not what you want to hear.
Good friends of ours and indeed great leaders in the Irish community, John and Anne Garvey. Well, John is from Ballina, and he remembers with great clarity all the hubbub and the excitement there was when Maureen O'Hara was in Ireland, was in County Mayo for the filming of The Quiet Men. John has the hard copy, the 78s of every flaming tune, song that Maureen O'Hara ever recorded. And here is, from one of those songs, here is Maureen O'Hara, and give them to me.
My Bagatelle, the next 12 days of Christmas from the Irish Connection CD.
I've been working home the passage on a ship called the morning sky. I can clearly see the lights of home before me. And beside the snow-capped mountains, you'll be lying safe and warm. I feel a shiver as my last watch dies away. Lying moored along the quay, I have no indecision. I know where I want to be, and the feeling that there's someone special waiting there for me is all that I could ask for this Christmas. I wanna be so bound to give my love for the next world day of Christmas. Lying on that teapot rug beside the fire, where your big gray Irish wolfhound stretches lazy on the floor. I want to love you for the next 12 days of Christmas. I'm gonna love you for the 12 days of Christmas. Now I know it's been 3 months or more since we kissed and said goodbye, and the line of 2 hours could hardly keep you. But I'm dreaming of a vision of an angel in the sky, and I feel an aching heart that longs to greet you. With my heart rate up to 95 as I'm walking to your door, with the clinking of the glasses as the champagne starts to pour, and all my thoughts of the ocean waves are washed up on the shore as we try to squeeze a year into a Christmas. I wanna be snowbound with you, my love, for the next 12 days of Christmas. Lying on that teapot rug there by the fire, with a candle in the window and your love to show the way. For the next 12 days of Christmas, I'm gonna love you for the 12 days of Christmas. I wanna be snowbound with you, my love, for the next 12 days of Christmas. Lying on that teapot rug beside the fire, with a candle in the window and your love to show the way. I wanna love you for the next 12 days of Christmas. I'm gonna love you for the 12 days of Christmas. You.
John McNally from John McNally's Christmas, The Village of St. Bernadette, the program The Flannery Show, irishradio.com worldwide. Tommy Macon from Tommy Macon's Christmas album.
There's many folk upon a pilgrim's errand. There's many folk away to Bethlehem. I'd be with them right up among the leaves. I'd be with them if only I could walk. But my leg is aching worse, fetched the sand. My leg is aching worse, up and saddle my old horse. Shepherds away up there upon the mountain. Shepherds away have seen a messenger. He said, arise, go over to the valley. Arise, arise, the Son of God is born. But my leg is aching, fetch the saddle. My leg is aching worse, up and saddle my old horse. Then as he boots up the heather gather wall, inside the boots a cat is thick and soft. If I catch up, they turn and hear me fall. When I catch up, I'll give yet thick and sore. But my leg is aching worse, fetch the saddle. My leg is aching worse, up and saddle my old horse. Oh,
purest love, not worth a sevenpenny. I say for you, that's not the fairest. If you ain't mild, as well as you be subtle. Oh, if you did, I could be the first one there. But me leg is aching worse, fetch the saddle, me leg is aching worse, I'll unsaddle my old horse. When I have seen this summer's ball of power, when I have seen the king of paradise, when I have seen and hated virgin mother, then this pain will vanish in the prize. But me leg is aching worse, fetch the saddle, me leg is aching worse, I'll unsaddle my old horse. Me leg is aching worse, fetch the saddle, me leg is aching worse, I'll unsaddle my old horse.
Cutty and the calling home, the old rugged cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross with the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cling to the old rugged cross till my soul seems as if I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a and sanctify me. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my soul sees at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday
from CIE Tours, CIE Tours International. We bring you greetings from, indeed, all at CIE Tours, including Elizabeth Crabble, who heads CIE Tours International. That's CIE Tours International.
They'll be coming in from London, from Boston and New York, to Shannon, Knock and Dublin, and by the boat to Cork. And as they see their country, how glad their hearts will be, for Christmas time in Ireland and their home and family. From Derry down to Kerry, from Cork to Donegal, for Christmas time in Ireland, the time is best of all. The flight of hers returning on the big Erlingus plane, to see their happy faces when they see their land again. The meeting and the greeting and the presents just for you, so there's nothing like the Christmas time in Ireland's 32. From Dublin in the east, a bit of a mulletin in the west, oh Christmas time in Ireland, it's the time that I love best. The Christmas tale down in the County Clare, the dancers and the stories and the love that's in the air, the wren boys and the rhymers and the lights upon the tree, at Christmas time in Ireland, and that's the time for me. From the Foyle to the Shannon, the Liffey to the Lee, at Christmas time in Ireland, sure that's the time for me. To see the cross of Patrick shine on a mountain pass, to feel the grace and glory of the Christmas midnight mass, to be back in our country at the time of peace and love, for we know our little Ireland was sent from up above. From Derry down to Kerry, from Cork to Donegal, oh Christmas time in Ireland, the time that's best of all. From the Foyle to the Shannon, the Liffey to the Lee, oh Christmas time in Ireland, sure that's the time for me.
No Christmas collection of songs would be complete without Sister Mary Beata from her Christmas Joy. Count your blessings.
When my faith slowly
Frank Patterson from Silent Night Christmas album, When a Child is Born.
A ray of hope flickers in the sky, a tiny star lights up way up high. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A silent mist sails the seven seas. The winds of change whisper in the trees, and the walls of doubt tumble. For a spell or two, no one seems forlorn. This comes to pass when a child is born.
And all of this happens because the world is waiting, waiting for one child. Black, white, yellow, no one knows. For the child that will grow up and turn tears to laughter, hate to love, war to peace, and everyone to everyone's neighbor, and misery and suffering will be words to be forgotten forever.
It's all a dream, an illusion now. It must come true, sometime soon, somehow. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. When a child is
Christmas Day. And
we're winding up our Christmas show, friends. We hope that you enjoy it. And from all of us at Irish Radio, Irish Radio Network USA, irishradio.com worldwide, have a very happy Christmas. And this, of course, comes not only from myself, but from the Flannelly clan, the O'Dwyer clan, and, of course, Áine Sheridan and all the Sheridans back in Longford, and Mary, Rob, the kids in Manchester, Porrick, yes, up in Canada with his family, and scattered family members on both sides all over the world. And we are broadcasting worldwide. Okay, so speaking of, I have a brother, Clinton, his wife Alba, in Dubai, yes, for Christmas. Okay, roasting themselves. We do thank you for listening to our program, friends, and, you know, anytime, anywhere, wherever you are in the world, you can log on to irishradio.com. I also want to add on there, my sister Betty and her husband David Waters from Dublin, Ireland, and a very special sister-in-law, Frances Kilmaine Flannelly. So many of us to acknowledge, but all of us want to wish each of you a very, very happy Christmas indeed.
We wish you a merry